Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
Fish gotta swim and birds gotta, well, it turns out some of them gotta swim too, as Michael Stein explains in this week's Bird Note.
When we think of avian migration, we think of birds in flight. But certain groups of seabirds, called common murres, migrate north by swimming. Some Pacific coast murres paddle north to the sheltered bays of the Strait of Juan de Fuca to feed on herring and other small fish. Bob Bokelhai, director of the Dungeness River Audubon Center in Squim, Washington, explains.
It turns out that when common murres go to sea with their chicks, the chicks are only, maybe three and a half weeks old. These small chicks jump off the cliffs, land in the water, they can't fly. The adult parent that goes with the chick is the father. And at that time, the father will swim with the chick. Well, there are no colonies of common murres in the Strait of Juan de Fuca, so they had to have come from these other colonies out there on the outer coast. Well, the interesting thing about it is that these murres do not fly here. As far as we know, at that point, the chick cannot fly. They're only a third grown for their normal adult size, and so they swim in the water from the outer coastline, certainly from the coast of Washington and perhaps as far as Oregon, maybe even Northern California, traveling north along the coast and eventually ending up in the Strait of Juan de Fuca.
Heading north, they live on the sea. Imagine a journey that spans 2 months and may cover hundreds of miles.
Michael Stein of Bird Note. And for some great photos and more, paddle over to our website, loe.org. Coming up, China's new rich and the new market for elephant tusks. Stay tuned. It's Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change, and the Sierra Club, helping students, workers, entrepreneurs, and families create a healthy and prosperous clean energy future. Online at sierraclub.org/livingonearth. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.